Just as new evidence showing DC police as the source of the January 6th pipe bombs gets released, and as the monumental crimes of the Biden family finally come to light, a new pandemic is announced by the WHO.
Mpox has been reported in the Democratic Republic of the Congo for more than a decade, and the number of cases reported each year has increased steadily over that period. Last year, reported cases increased significantly, and already the number of cases reported so far this year has exceeded last year's total, with more than 14,000 cases and 524 deaths. Today, the emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern. I have accepted that advice.
And once again, the WHO is saying we need contact tracing.
So we need strong surveillance and good diagnostics. Our diagnostics teams are working to better understand the use of the current PCR tests, the other tests that exist that are out there, to distinguish between clade 1, clade 2, and we are looking at how we can get those those diagnostics into country.
They are calling for PCR testing again, which we already know is ineffective and fraudulent when it comes to identifying a virus. Dr. Kerry Mullis was awarded the Nobel Prize for his invention of the polymerase chain reaction, the PCR. The PCR is a method of analysis and wasn't designed to test for a virus. Mullis explains why.
And with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful.
The PCR test can potentially find anything you are looking for, depending on how high you turn it up. And this is exactly what has been done. The official protocol given for the PCR testing of COVID-19 created a floodgate of false positives to skew the results. They call it asymptomatic because it's a lie. These people don't have symptoms because they don't have COVID-19. They do it today because they've done it in the past and always gotten away with it. China announced on Friday that they will be screening people and goods entering the country for Mpox over the next 6 months. In the 2024 New Zealand pandemic plan, under the special powers legislation, it states that authorized medical personnel have the power to force vaccinate people. And Google's former CEO, Eric Schmidt, is creating an AI army for robotic war. And what he first says will be defensive.
And the idea basically is to do two things. Use AI in complicated, powerful ways for these essentially robotic war. And the second one is to lower the cost of the robots. Now you sit there and you go, why would a good liberal like me do that? And the answer is that the whole theory of armies is tanks, artilleries, and mortar, and we can eliminate all of them. And we can make the penalty for invading a country, at least by land, essentially be impossible.
But then admits they will be primarily offensive.
Does it give more of an advantage to defense versus offense? Can you even make that distinction?
Because I've been doing this for the last year, I've learned a lot about war that I really did not want to know. And one of the things to know about war is that the offense always has the advantage because you can always overwhelm the defensive systems. And so you're better off as a strategy of national defense to have a very strong offense that you can use if you need to. And the systems that I and others are building will do that. Because of the way the system works, I am now a licensed arms dealer.
While the Uniparty vows to pit Americans against each other in a civil war to maintain its power,
bodyguards for everybody in civil war conditions,
the big tech elitists are developing an offensive robot army and more clot shots. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going to do a little bit of a dive on Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota. It's known as stolen valor. It's known that he supported the burning down of much of Minnesota. And we know he's an admitted communist. But he really is a communist Chinese agent. And the evidence is just pouring out. And when you know the MO of these people, he has the exact signature. It's incredible he had a security clearance. It's incredible he's in the U.S. military. But you have General Milley, who supports the Confucian Centers and who would get on the phone and tell Xi Jinping, don't worry, I'm really the president. So the upper ranks of the military, are completely full of these people. And that's how they're positioning for the takeover and our merger, basically, with communist China. Now, China got too big for its britches 12 years ago and started not following globalist orders. And so the U.S. started putting some military around there, started putting some pressure on them. Trump put big pressure on them, started pulling us out of that. The government outlawed the Confucian Centers. And so they rolled it back because China was muscling in. It was supposed to be a deal, a merger, like a marriage, not we're China's slaves. The people are slaves under it, but the globalists had a partnership. And, of course, just like Stalin and Hitler had a partnership, 2 years into it, Hitler broke the deal and attacked Stalin because he thought Stalin was about to break the deal and attack him. And that's Operation Barbarossa, 1942, late 42. So that's where we are with all of this. And but there are so many of these operatives in our government. And it's just so crazy. With nearly all U.S. Confucius Institutes closed, some schools sought alternative language support. Oh, yes. Right. And that's how they're recruiting the youth. That's how they're getting them into these systems. Now, I want to play these clips before we go into Walz because it shows what I'm talking about. First is CNN with an economist and financial reporter on. And she just very matter-of-factly gives you the M.O., on price controls, which always create havoc within a few months. Shortages, hell on earth. But again, that's out of the playbook. And I'm not going to play the whole thing. I reposted on X. There's a 15-minute breakdown of Michael Savage on this. He kind of gets to it in the first few minutes. So he's one of the few big talk show hosts that gets it. And I don't say that with pleasure. I like Michael Savage, Dr. Savage. But still, most of the other talk show hosts that are against communism are like, oh, they're so dumb, it doesn't work. Again, I know I keep harping on this. Yes, they know it works. It's how they took over half the damn planet. Okay? They want to make you poor. They want to make you dependent. They admit it in their own white papers. Clower and Pippin's the most common, most well-known. But it's in the damn Communist Manifesto. And everything she's proposing, grabbing IP, grabbing patents, shutting down companies, fining people for their political beliefs, this is absolute communism 101. So let's play the CNN clip. And then we will go from the CNN clip of them admitting the truth, which I know you already know, but it's, why are they doing this? I've got some comments after that. And then Kamala has gone full communist with Trump. And then we'll just do them all back to back. And then a few minutes of Michael Savage. Then I'm going to come back and start drilling into Walz. Here it is.
Catherine, I read your piece and I heard you just mention it. The federal ban on price gouging for groceries. You are skeptical of this. Why?
Well, first of all, nobody can explain what price gouging means. It's like that old line about pornography. I know it when I see it, in the sense that what does it mean to have an excessive price or an excessive profit margin? That seems to be shorthand for a price or a profit margin that bugs me, that seems too high. So, it's very hard to pin down what this would actually mean. If you look at the legislation that, as I mentioned, is already in the Senate, led by Senate Warren and Senator Bob Casey and a slew of others, the particular way that this is written, which is likely to be the template for any proposal that Harris would eventually embrace, is especially bad in that it just bans excessive prices, grossly excessive prices, grossly excessive profit margins, and says that the Federal Trade Commission can use any metric it deems appropriate to decide what that would mean.
By the way, hit pause. Back it up 5 seconds. I've got to make comments. Sorry. Yeah, that's in the proposal. It's now out on paper. Any metric, anything they say, it's like the UK has laws, you have free speech, but they passed a law a few years ago that says, but if we deem it might stir someone else up to be violent, then we're going to charge you with terrorism. By the way, they've officially proposed Friday in the UK, and it's an executive ruling, so it's not even a law, which again doesn't even trump laws, but they ignore it, that if you are misogynistic, you're a terrorist. That's on Infowars.com with the links to the UK news. So now, that's any definition they want. I mean, again... all the craziness that you saw at the universities saying no white people allowed this weekend at the school at Evergreen, all those places in Kansas State. You're like, oh, those are crazy people. Yeah, they're making the youth crazy, believing all this crap, but the people on top are behavioral psychologists. They know exactly what they're doing. Again, whether you're in Australia, Europe, or the U.S., anywhere Western, it's the same program, the same operation, all funded by the BlackRock, all funded by the central banks, all funded by the big tax-free foundations. This is the global order. But you heard her. Any metric they see fit. So, oh, you're charging 100% markup on this dish detergent. Well, and then they metric in at the grocery store. They've got to do that with all their costs and things to be able to make money. Nope. We just deem that a scam. You've got to charge 25% markup. Well, then you go bankrupt. So this is sick. Let's continue.
To decide what that would mean, which basically says, like, it's not going to be markets. It's not going to be supply and demand that's determining how much your grocery store charges you for milk or for eggs. It's going to be some bureaucrat in DC, which seems like totally unworkable, first of all, for the FTC to be deciding like how much Kroger charges for eggs in Michigan. But it also would be very bad for markets. We've seen this kind of thing tried in lots of other countries before: Venezuela, Argentina, the Soviet Union, etc. It leads to shortages, it leads to black markets, plenty of uncertainty. And beyond that, the specific way this bill is written might actually increase prices because of some of the other language in it. Things like requiring companies, public companies, to disclose in their quarterly reports, their quarterly earnings reports, how they're setting prices, which is a great way to help them collude, which normally we don't want them to do. So anyway, you know, the devil's in the details, I guess, for that bill. But it's really hard for me to imagine any form of legislation that preserves the spirit of what she's proposing that would not be, at best do nothing, at worst cause a lot of harm.
Kamala went full communist. You heard that? She went full communist. She wants to destroy our country. After causing catastrophic inflation, Comrade Kamala announced that she wants to institute socialist price controls. You saw that. Never worked before. Never, ever worked. This is the Maduro plan, Venezuela. Maduro plan of, like, the old Soviet Union. This is, they tried it. How did the Soviet Union work out? It became Russia, a smaller version. It was a smaller version. It will cause rationing, hunger, and skyrocketing prices, just like their Inflation Reduction Act caused, one of the great scams of all time. They got it approved with a beautiful name, inflation reduction, because inflation under their system has been so bad. It's gone up much more than 50%. You know, they say 30, 40, 50, much more. People are being devastated. They're being devastated.
Hey, this is Michael Savage on the Friday afternoon edition of The Savage Nation. Today I'm going to talk with you about the Stalinist regime that is waiting in the wings to destroy America and imprison the population. Now, you may say that's a little histrionic and it can't happen here. And I would say...
Stop him again. I mean, one more comment. I'm going to go ahead and play 5 minutes of this. But I'm going to repost this on X, as opposed to like last night. I'm going to repost this with the top of my Real Alex Jones so you can watch it and listen. Because this guy's super smart. And you heard Trump. He says she wants to destroy it on purpose. So he did go there, but he didn't elaborate. Savage in this 15 minutes explains it. And he's a historian. He's done the research probably more than I have. And I'm getting chills right now. Ladies and gentlemen, there's Democrats all over the place saying they're going to put us in camps. They built COVID camps as the cover. Raskin says they're going to have a civil war. Do you understand they're planning this? They're going to do a big-ass cyber attack and take us all off the air. We've got 78 days left of the election, and then 79 to that. And I feel sick just sitting here waiting for it to happen. There needs to be absolute total urgency. Heard Naomi Wolf, former top Democrat strategist, saying they got foreign troops from China, martial law, arrest everybody, totally take over, and she's totally awake now. She's smart. Her husband's been an intelligence operative in the military. He's the one telling her all this. Oh, my God, excuse me. Oh, I'm so freaked out. I mean, we should be freaked out. I mean, they are really, the borders are dissolved. They commit any crimes they want. They're human trafficking hundreds of thousands of children in physical labor slavery and sex slavery. The Senate admits it. The Border Patrol admits it. And Mayorkas isn't under a damn prison. And they're so arrogant. Like, for those of us that are awake, we know monkeypox is a fraud. We know this stuff's all a scam. We predicted it would come. It happened right on time. I got big news on that coming up at Recover Waltz. But to still a large portion of the public, they believe whatever they're told. They go out and get 10 booster shots till they die. And they're just rolling it out. I mean, I've been telling you for years, right before the next general election, they're going to launch monkeypox and bird flu. And they've done both. And it's not even hard to predict it. They got all their war games that they put out 2 years ago predicting for the election they would do this. Dr. David Martin's done a great job breaking it down. And then Reuters counters saying no evidence that the 2021 Nuclear Threat Initiative exercise proves monkeypox outbreak was planned. They do all these fake newscasts and war games at the UN global level predicting exactly what's happening now, just like the SPARS plan, just like Event 201, just like Operation Lockstep. I want to show people overhead shot, please. Look at that. Zoom in. No evidence the 2021 Nuclear Threat Initiative exercise proves monkeypox outbreak was planned. Yeah. I've got a 25-minute breakdown by David Martin that I think I'll just play the whole thing on tomorrow's show. And I posted on Real Alex Jones on X. And it's only got like a 500,000 views. It needs 100 freaking million views. And thank God Elon Musk got a billion with Trump. That was great. Last Monday. But imagine if they would have covered this on there. I don't want to be the one covering it. I don't want to be the tip of the spear. I don't want to be here like a few others like Martin and others that got the full enemy plan. I want to see Elon Musk and I want to see Trump cover it. We're starting to see it. But damn it, Trump's got to hit him now. Elon Musk has got to hit him now. And you've got to hit him now. There's one other group that's got that reach, and it's the millions of our listeners. When you get motivated and you decide to go to Real Alex Jones and you decide to share these on your email list, your text message, by word of mouth, back on X, when you decide to go crazy and go to Real Alex Jones and find this stuff and share it, then we reach 50 100 million. But I'm sitting here reaching 5, 10, 20, 30 million a day, but the big things are only a few million of that, and I'm just trying to desperately get you to understand. See, let's finish up with the communism plan to cut off the food, to cut off the resources, and why they do it with Michael Savage. Let's start back at the beginning. We'll play some of this, and then I'm going to get into Walls. Should I even cover the fact he's a communist Chinese agent? It's proven. It's known. I know most of you know it. Maybe I should just cut a report on it tomorrow where it's all short and to the point. No, I'll hit it because I said I would. It's just at a certain point, I'm like, hell, their policies are communist. Basically lives in China. But it's just, it's cancer is what it is. Oh, my goodness. Let's go back to Michael Savage. Here it is.
Now, you may say that's a little histrionic and it can't happen here.
No, starting over at the beginning. At the beginning.
This is Michael Savage on the Friday afternoon edition of The Savage Nation. Today, I'm going to talk with you about the Stalinist regime that is waiting in the wings to destroy America and imprison the population. Now, you may say that's a little histrionic and it can't happen here. And I would say, oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? You're sure of that? Are you sure of that? So the other day, the invisible hologram called Kamala Harris, Chameleon Harris, comes out and she starts to screech about food prices being too high and that she's going to rein in food prices by attacking the greedy supermarket chains. And I said, wait a minute, I've heard this before. This is a policy right out of 1930 USSR under Stalin. And it begins by demonizing people. This is what Kamala Harris is doing. She's demonizing people who own food markets, food chains, just like Stalin did. The demonization is the beginning. The end is the imprisonment and or execution of people they don't like. You say it can't happen here, then you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Those who do not know their history are condemned to repeat it. And if you're a dummy, you don't know history, would you please relieve me of you and get away from me? Go away. Go back to grade school. Go smoke a doobie somewhere because you don't know what the hell you're thinking even, idiot. So a policy like this is coming from the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, communist wing of the Democrat Party. A very activist part of the Democrat Party is now completely communistic. So let me tell you the little story about Chameleon Harris demonizing those who own grocery chains. You know what the profit margin is in a supermarket? About 1.5%. 1.5%. It's the slimmest of margins in the supermarkets. I go in a supermarket, I'm astounded at the selection that I see. And I'm reminded of what could happen in a nation if it's run by morons and psychopathic communists like Harris Waltz, where people were fighting over one salami in a butcher store. So let me take you back in time. 1930, Joseph Stalin, the dictator, is ruling, but he's not able to control this entire huge nation called the USSR. He thinks he's surrounded by enemies. Okay, he thinks he's being hunted down by secret police. He's a total paranoid lunatic, but nothing can get in the way of his utopia. Does that sound familiar to you? The utopia of Harris Waltz? They want to transform Russia into a gigantic farm populated by peasants who are now working for the government. And it's called a five-year plan. But what happens is the Russians are a noble, strong people, as then the Ukrainians were. They never forget Ukraine was the breadbasket of Europe. And of course, most of the wheat and other grains were produced in Ukraine. And we're going to talk about this another time here, why food prices are so high. It's the war in Ukraine, incidentally. Have you seen many exports of grain coming out of Ukraine? No, you haven't seen much of them. So Stalin is immediately stopped by the peasants themselves. They won't give up their land. They reject collectivization. You know what collectivization is? That's Harris Waltz. They want collectivization. So what is Stalin and his intellectual degenerates? What do they do next? They slander the farmers by calling them kulak, which means profiteer or exploiter, just as Bernie Sanders and the squad have labeled you, the middle class, profiteers or exploiters of the poor, of the immigrant, of the criminal, of the queer. And he then defines the term of what a kulak is. Any farmer who uses hired labor, anyone who owns a mill, a creamery, a potato dryer, mechanical agricultural equipment with a motor or livestock. So the definition is so broad and so vague that there are now false accusations against people and their score settling throughout Russia. People are murdered, raped, and people are then attacked by the police who attempt to hide their grain reserves. The resistance of the Soviet peasants is so great that the communist state mobilizes 27,000 dekulakizers. These are communist city dwellers, mainly militants from Moscow and other main cities, who are shipped in from the cities. Let's imagine BLM or Antifa being hired by Harris Waltz to go into the farms. And they go out there and they start to beat people up and steal their grain and send it back to Moscow so the elites can eat while the peasants starve. What happens next? Are you ready for what happens next? Stalin's police send back a report to Moscow. We remove the peasants' winter clothes and warm undergarments. We take their shoes. We even go so far as to confiscate the pillows under their children's heads and all the religious icons to burn them all. If you think it can't happen here, you're a bigger idiot than your mother thought you were. Now, there were famines in Russia in 1918 and 1921. The 1918 famine followed the Bolshevik Revolution. Another famine occurred in 1921. But the famine organized by Stalin from the early 1930s that I'm trying to tell you about right now was the most devastating of all, especially in Ukraine. 5 million human beings are starved to death in Ukraine mainly. And we are told, we call the famine Holodomor. Holodomor in Ukrainian means extermination by starvation. Everything was taken from the Ukrainian farmers down to the very last crumb. A mother was known to have killed her own child with an axe to cook the child and feed him to others. And no one asked any questions. Now, you say that's a little extreme and it can't happen here. Even oaks begin with acorns. It can happen here. So when you hear Harris demonizing those who own supermarket chains, you are hearing history repeat itself again. And if you want to read more about it, why do you think this book was called Inside the Plot to Destroy America? I didn't think it would be Harris, but I knew it would be the Democrat Party USA, which is a direct copy of the CPUSA, the Communist Party USA. And in this book, I say the Civil War is here in chapter one, and I write about the new kulaks. And who are the new kulaks? You are. Anyone who doesn't vote for Kamala Harris is now a kulak to Waltz and to Harris. I'll tell you again. I'll read it to you. It's a little different, the same story.
In Soviet let's just stop right there. I remember a few years ago when that book came out, having him on about that, and we need to get him back on the show. So, in fact, guys, I know Savage is hard to get. He's a big supporter, says nice things, but he's really hard to get. But now is the time we need Michael Savage. So I don't normally play long clips of somebody else's show, but he is dead on, okay? 100%. I read his book when it came out. It's 100% happening now, okay? And we're going to look at Walls when we come back, and then we're going to look at the monkeypox because that's their 1-2 punch. Civil unrest, monkeypox, when you got war, cyber attacks. I mean, they're going to hit us. This is it because they know America is so close to getting our country back. We are so close. America is hard to take over by communists, but they're damn close. We got to admit what we're facing. Ah! I want to tell you the story, the history of InfoWars MD, one of our biggest and most important lines of high-quality supplements. Because it's a story of political attacks and not giving up. And it's an amazing product line that funds our operation. Going back about 3 years ago during all the deplatforming of InfoWars, not just off the internet, not just with banking, some of the big supplement manufacturers that we were using, some of the best in the country, had been bought up during the pandemic, during the shutdown, and then they would notify us. We had 5 companies making product for us. 3 of them notified us that we're no longer going to work with you because you're Alex Jones and you're InfoWars. So we made a lot of phone calls, reached out to our contacts, and we found one of the biggest supplement makers in the country. I'm not going to say their names. They get harassed, but they're big listeners. And they said, listen, you know we were supplying a lot of the raw materials to several of your manufacturers that are no longer doing business with you, and we would love to put out a private label where we just put your label on our product, and then when people order from you, it drop ships out of our warehouses. And so we added a bunch of their products to our lineup, and I didn't ever really promote them a lot because we were, you know, selling our products and a lot of the products that we developed. But so many of these products that they had put out, again, were the exact same thing that we were putting out. In fact, in some cases, like in the case of Nitric Boost, it's the exact same formula that we private labeled from them before we're even doing InfoWars MD with them. So case in point right now, our version of Nitric Boost, it's so good for your heart and body and cardiovascular system, cleans out your blood. Dr. Minkovich has talked about being one of the best formulas out there. Our version of it sold out about 3 weeks ago. Well, their version is just a white bottle from their warehouse, and it's the exact same pill, the exact same people, does the exact same thing, and it's the exact same price. So that's what InfoWars MD is. Take Turmeric 95. Turmeric 95 is called that because it's the strongest curcuminoid concentrate, 95% that they can make. And it turns out that's the company years ago, and I wanted to put out the strongest turmeric available that was actually producing it. So, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, sold out at InfoWarsStore.com, but not their Turmeric 95, which is the same 95% curcuminoid and the same ingredients that boost it. So that's why InfoWars MD is such an amazing line. And because of the bankruptcy, the attempts to shut us down, and the bad CRO we had here before, who would not reorder product, we would not have any new product to sell to stay on air if we hadn't set this up with InfoWars MD. Now, they've got over 100 products, and as we speak, we're making labels for the rest of their line. But 17 of their products that are their best sellers, the top of their catalog, we do have at InfoWarsStore.com from InfoWars MD. So, I've told you some of the history, what's behind it. It's amazing. It's super high quality. Here's just a few of the things that are available. Nitric Boost, Good Night Sleep, Joint Relief Max is amazing, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Probiotic Formula, CBD Full Spectrum, 25 milligram gummies, CBD Full Spectrum, 10 milligram gummies, works great, Turmeric 95, Libido RX, Better Mood, Mushroom Max for mental clarity and your immune system, Superfood Greens, Ageless Vitality Collagen, and a lot more. So if you want to keep InfoWars on the air, at the same time get amazing products, please visit InfoWarsStore.com today and check out the InfoWars MD line of products. There's a bunch of others I didn't mention. We're adding more every few days. So please take action and go to InfoWarsStore.com and secure your InfoWars MD today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm going to spend some time on Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time recapping that he had the National Guard stand down in 2020. His wife endorsed it, said she loved the riots, the smell of burning tires, kept her windows open, loves revolution. Oh, but a few people go in the Capitol, throw the book at them on January 6th, or, you know, say they're all terrorists. Same way in the UK, you know, Muslims burn everything down, murdering, raping, killing, that's fine. Few people get mad and fight back, they're the worst terrorists ever, people being arrested for their speech, not even calling for violence. So, we started hearing weeks ago when she became her VP pick, remember, neither he nor she got one vote in the primary. We know Biden stole the election, but you can still have some shred of debate on that. But he's supposedly the president. Well, they just remove him. He has a medical emergency. He's gone for 7-8 days. Shows up all drugged out. Basically admits the Democrats removed him. I mean, did they put a gun to his head? It'll be your brains or a signature on this piece of paper? Like the Godfather? Give him an offer he can't refuse. And they just tried to kill Trump, what, 37 days ago? I mean, do you see where we are? But there's a normalcy bias to everybody. I think we're in normal times. No, we're not in Kansas. So, started hearing about a week ago from college students that went on trips that he would sponsor with the communist Chinese government. And this is in newspaper articles from the early 90s. So he goes to college in the 80s, and he gets his degree, and he joins the Confucian Society, which is admitted communist Chinese government run. They've now been outlawed in the U.S. Going back 5 years ago, 6 years ago, in the middle of Trump's term. Admitted, you know, run by the Chinese government. And then he goes and basically lives there. We got a clip of him saying that. First it was 18 trips, then 23 trips, then 36 trips, and now it's like, well, he lived there. And he's probably a double agent because he'd be given extended leave and stuff to go, you know, stay there for 3-4 months. I mean, weirdness, folks, but he's clearly working for them. So now these newspaper articles come out because a week ago the students were going public, you know, doing interviews, being interviewed by newspapers, saying, look, he promoted Mao. He said Tiananmen Square was good. They killed those people. He is a hardcore Maoist. He has a collection of Mao memorabilia. He gives everybody little red books and says you should follow this. I mean, this is hardcore. Even to the communist Chinese, they've rejected most of Mao. Xi Jinping's gone back to some of it. But just in, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, again, supports a guy that killed over 80 million of his own people. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who's the Democrat presidential candidate, Kamala Harris' running mate, had a friend in China's Foreign Affairs Department. Because it's not just the students saying it now. They found the news articles. We got a whole bunch of them. And the Chinese government, their State Department, used him as an agent to run a whole bunch of trips into China through the Confucian Center. So that right there, you're a communist Chinese agent. Then he talks about all the wonderful gifts the Chinese communists gave him and how wonderful it was, and told his students and told the groups he led, you're going to get a lot of free stuff. So much stuff you, quote, can't even carry it all home. Oh, yeah. You don't think I couldn't snap my fingers and go into the Chinese embassy, closest one, and be paid millions of dollars like that to work for them? That's why half of Congress is on their payroll. With eight other adult sponsors, Walz took 26 teenagers to China in 93, a local newspaper reported the exchange. It turns out he did a whole bunch of these trips. You've got to go read it for yourself, and I've got blow-ups of some of the news articles right here. Boarding the Orient Express with Tim Walz. So let's play a few of these clips. Here's Governor Tim Walz brags about how he lived in China. I speak Chinese. I'm pretty friendly with China. This is in public. Do we want a vice president who's friendly with the CCP? Tim Walz is an open communist. Yeah, he said, being a socialist is a good neighbor. Chairman Walz ran for Congress in 2006 on focusing and fostering cooperation with communist China. Walz's love affair with communist China spans decades. Well, look at Justin Trudeau, the head of Canada, saying, asked by, you know, a few years ago, what's your favorite form of government? What do you admire most? Communist China, Xi Jinping's basic dictatorship, because you can get stuff done. Then you got Walz always saying, mind your own business, unless it's chopping your kid's penis off or brainwashing them they're really a girl or spying on you or censoring you. When he says he's only talking about abortion and sexual perversion, everything else, your money, your kids, your food, your medical decisions, your online speech, all his business. And here's some of the articles about it. I should have just started with this. There's been investigations launched into him as a communist Chinese spy. Lawmakers launched investigation into Walz over extensive ties to communist China. Daily Wire. Tim Walz's cozy relationship with the communist Chinese probe. Americans should be deeply concerned. New York Post. Then there's his radical support of having the Department of Education take everything over. Key article in the Gateway Pundit. So he's as bad as it gets. Socialism is when you line up for bread. Capitalism is when the bread lines up for you. And why would they want that? Because They want you as a domesticated animal that can't be self-sufficient. So let's go ahead and play these two newest clips of him talking about living in China.
Now, I happen to be and understand a little about China and lived in China and speak Chinese. I'm pretty friendly with China.
Status quo will say, set someone who's been in Congress, set someone who's been in elected office for 25 years, or set someone who's your neighbor, who's been teaching your kids, who's been serving in the Guard unit, and has been fostering cooperation amongst people in China and the United States on their own, understanding that these are the things that tie us together.
Totally sick, ladies and gentlemen. So he is a communist Chinese agent, 100%. And if you're a loyal, good American who doesn't commit crime and works hard, you're the enemy. And you're being told there's going to be a civil war between us and these guys. People are like, well, we'll take these commies out. They want to fight because they're losing politically. They control, though, the big tech companies, the infrastructure, the power companies. They will shut the power off and say we did it. So everybody's sitting here thinking we're going to waltz into this and beat these people, and who is looking for a physical confrontation, if you're in a group of people and you're being told to do that, that's a Fed telling you to do that. The last thing we want, or some foundation operative, the last thing we want is physical violence. Now, they start all this, and this all goes, and they got trucks driving around with the military saying, oh, you know, the contact tracing says you've got this monkeypox. We're going to have to round you up. We're going to have to take you away. Well, then, you know, it's going to go there. And I'm really working to stop it from going there. Now, speaking of monkeypox, I'm going to be getting into that here in just a moment. And I had requested some documents. I forgot to send them earlier, so I've been given those now. So let me get my stacks integrated here as fast as I can. And then we're going to plow straight into all of this for you tonight. And again, we all kind of have a competency bias, not Stockholm syndrome and not a normalcy bias, but because we're populist, Christians, conservatives, nationalists, anti-communist, just scientific type people, common sense people. We're in our own bubble, and our bubble's expanding, and more people are joining us all the time. Tyranny's retracting in support, but expanding in its attempt to maintain control through totalitarianism. But we have a competency bias in that it's so hard to believe this is happening here, and we know how ridiculous this all is, that it's hard to believe they're going to try the bird flu and the monkeypox and all this, but they're officially doing it right on time with 78 days left of the election. And you ask, but if it's so hard to get monkeypox, how are they going to spread it? Well, they have a vector. We're going to be exposing that in just one moment. And I don't normally do this, but this report by John Bowne is so important to understand where it all comes from, who's behind it, what their plan is, and why they want to wreck things so it makes sense. I'm going to air this report one more time and then come back and plow through the monkeypox for you with a devastating video. I was already planning to cover tonight that Joe Rogan literally sent me 2 hours ago. So, we send each other stuff constantly. And I was aware of all the info, but very short and sweet. Did a great job, or whoever made this, condensing all of this down. So I want to air SP1, The Fast Lane to Extinction, to explain why these hellions are doing this. Here it is.
Your kind is extinct. We are the inheritors. That is the last man. If you're human, that is humanity. It will not last forever. You can escape from it whenever you choose. Everything depends on you.
You did it. You reduced me to this.
No, Winston. You reduced yourself to it.
Again, I think that the biggest question in maybe in economics and politics of the coming decades will be what to do with all these useless people.
We are losing progress against our sustainable development goals. We have put billions of dollars towards those goals, and we're truly losing progress.
Many cults reach a point where mass murder is inevitable.
It's the cult. I mean, it's the cult of cults. It's the cult of truth.
It is no different with the climate change cult.
We have to phase out fossil fuels, because this is a crisis of burning fossil fuels.
It's just quite amazing that someone that is in government, actually elected to the government of the United States of America, would propose that we eliminate all fossil fuels in 12 years. It would basically begin a process of cannibalization amongst the human species, because the food could not be delivered to the stores in the middle of the cities anymore.
We now know that definitively at no point during the least the past 800,000 years has atmospheric CO2 been as high as it is today.
The reason you chose 800,000 years ago is because for 200 million years before that, it was greater than it is today. And I'm going to submit for the record.
Yeah, but there weren't human beings. I mean, there was a different world, folks. We didn't have 7 billion people.
So how did it get to 2,000 parts per million if we humans weren't here?
Because there were all kinds of geologic events happening on Earth which spewed
up. Did geology stop when we got on the planet?
Mr. Chairman,
So if we act together to safeguard our precious planet, the welfare of all our people will surely follow. The Earth does not belong to us. We belong to the Earth.
They're chemtrailing with aluminum dioxide all the world, killing the seeds, the plants, the trees, the insects dying. They've got the Hadron Collider, their own scientists are making blow the Earth up, the tests they're doing. They're the ones releasing GMO. They're the ones with the 5G. They're the ones saying cut down trees, carbon's bad. So everything he says is a giant lie, except we own the Earth, you don't. It's ours. We're the guardians of the Earth. He represents the Earth while he's killing it.
It isn't merely a new coronavirus or a nuclear war. This overlooked research makes all of those issues meaningless.
An alarming new study has found that between 1973 and 2011, sperm counts in Western males, men in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand, dropped from an average of 99 million sperm per cubic centimeter to just 47 million. Theoretically, if the trend persists, by 2050, our sperm may disappear entirely.
The end of human procreation is right around the bend, with a target date of 2045 if human fertility continues its race to the bottom.
It's been a 59% decline in total sperm count over the 40 years of our study. If the pregnant woman is exposed to phthalates in early pregnancy, these phthalates can reduce fetal testosterone at a critical time for male genital sexual development. Number of children is declining everywhere. And in fact, the countries that start high, that start with a high number of children, are going down faster. Just mathematically, if you'd extended the line, it does hit zero in 2045.
All the planning, all the beta testing is over. And now, the Great Reset is here. It's a future. And for 80%+ of us, we're not in it. Maintain humanity under 500 million in perpetual balance with nature. Like we're pets, like we're a dog or a cat we take care of, or like we're a museum piece where they cull the population from 7.5 billion down to 500 million. I wonder who the lucky people are that are going to get to live.
Humanity itself is slowly dying, and barely anyone knows about it. John Baum reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
All the reports at man.video. And it's being posted to X at Real Alex Jones as we speak. All right, now let's get into it. I'll be covering this more tomorrow. Chase Geyser's coming up here in about 12 minutes. They've declared the monkeypox pandemic. China's declaring an emergency just like they did 4.5 years ago with the whole COVID hysteria. All these Democrat mayors and governors are saying, put the mask back on. Monkeypox is everywhere. They already tried to shut down the beef and poultry production and slaughtered tens of millions of chickens and turkeys and hundreds of thousands of cows. They tried to make all the farmers and ranchers do PCR tests turned up on high to say they had the bird flu. It was all made up. They said humans had it everywhere. That was made up. And now, going back to 2 years ago, they're bringing back the monkeypox. Now, they put as the head of the monkeypox division in Biden's White House a super promiscuous homosexual man, doctor, and then they even admit that that's the main vector for monkeypox. Now, if you go back to the hepatitis shots in New York and San Francisco, it's been partially declassified that in the late 70s, they spread HIV in the homosexual population as a vector because they were the best group to spread it because of their highly promiscuous natures, some of them hundreds of partners a month, some even more. And, of course, that was the main group that was dying. Then they would give them drugs that help kill them. So, look at these headlines. New global health emergency. What is mpox? Because monkeypox, you already know that was a fraud, so they call it mpox. Where are the outbreaks and will the virus spread? I'm about to play a video in a moment. Another headline. That was AP. Monkeypox is spreading among gay men worldwide. World Health Organization. Monkeypox public health advice for gay, bisexual, and other men who have sex with men. They go into admit almost all cases in men to men, and a whole bunch of children around the world are getting it by being molested. You really need to get blood product, that semen, into the body. Monkeypox, why are gay and bisexual men more affected? CDC, modeling the impact of sexual network and the transmission of monkeypox virus among gay, bisexual, and other men. It goes on to say almost all of them, all the cases was these people. Now they're spinning it. Monkeypox can be spread by anyone in close contact, and it's not a gay disease, contrary to posts online. Well, I just showed you, that's Reuters. I just showed you the CDC and the UN saying the opposite. Monkeypox outbreak predominantly affecting men who have had sex with men. Madrid, Spain, major study, ncbinih.gov. See that? That's the NIH website. But, oh, Reuters says it's not true. Okay, so risk of clad one mpox outbreaks among gay bisexual men. They have new reports out. So in the fine print, they admit it, but then on the national news, say they're not. So here's the short video I posted on Real Alex Jones you need to share. I put up Maximum Alert as the link. New lockdowns incoming. They built all these emergency viral centers everywhere. And in these war games that I've got in Reuters, they talk about tens of millions dying from it. So they're about to release in the homosexual population a weaponized form of monkeypox. And in the war games, they admit that's what they would do. And these war games are 2 years ago, and they use the war games as the battle plan. So the operatives that are out running it, if they get caught, go, oh, this is just a drill, not the actual battle plan. They always do it the same, like SPARS 2025, 2028, Operation Lockstep, Event 201. And then it's the exact battle plan. So here's a short clip. You want to record this clip and you want to pause it. It's got a lot of documents, a lot of articles. It's very short, but there's an hour of research in this video alone. Here it is.
Health emergency of international concern.
Again, this is mainly for TV, so radio listeners want to go to
real. Mpox is transmitted by close skin-to-skin contact, often in the context of sex.
Vaccinate. So, just like Fauci, back at the time, ran the operations against the gay population, used them as the vector to spread it, then used them spreading it as the fear, and then later they turned around 5 years later and said, oh, you're poor victims, and the world was mean to you and said, you know, that people could get AIDS by just touching you or being close to you. So they're going to use them again and then make them victims again because they're able to spread the diseases quickly and they act basically as a one group. I'm not saying all of them, but 90%. Will basically do whatever they're told. So the leader of the White House response, the medical doctor is all over the internet basically saying have unprotected sex and do all this crazy stuff. And then he is the one up there saying this is not a gay disease. All right. So again, that short video is for television. It's got all the documents in it for radio. You just basically heard some music for 45 seconds or 48 seconds. You need to go to Real Alex Jones for your radio listener, just at Real Alex Jones on X. You need to follow us there. You need to get this report, and we're going to be posting this report tonight. It's live right now to Real Alex Jones and Band.video, and you need to share it with everybody you know because it's all happening right now. Also, pull up some of the headlines. It's all over X. Just ask the question, formerly Twitter. How are children getting monkeypox? Babies are getting it. If it's being spread only by sex. And that's a fact. I mean, I guess if you had like bit your tongue and came up and spit in somebody's mouth, maybe. But it's intense contact. And pull up the photos of homosexual men with monkeypox. We were showing it 2 years ago with the monkeypox all over their mouths. There's photos, the medical photos of their genitals and stuff. But don't show that. Just show the medical photos of gay men. That's how, 'cause we won't say homosexual. Even though that's just a technical scientific term, like heterosexual. Just type in, you just go to Google or any other search engine and just say gay men with monkeypox. And it shows it all over their mouths, all the big sores, all the rest of it. And that's almost 100%. I just showed you the UN's own studies, the CDC's own studies, the NIH, all of it. And then now they're telling you it's imminently going to come hit you all and attack you all and that it's your fault and you're going to have to take shots and take new experimental vaccines. We're going to have lockdowns and mail-in ballots, and it's a UN global emergency. And the same guy, Fauci, used gay men to spread HIV starting in 1979. Since we didn't have it, I'm going to have him at it in post when we post this to Band.video and X, because I'll find it like that. And we will get that out and put that out and show you, because this is a very important report that we're putting out. And this is a real emergency for everybody because they're going to try this again. They want to take out our food supply. They want to take out using the bird flu. And they want to just absolutely devastate everything with this monkeypox. And God knows what else they're going to hit us with. All right, Chase Geyser's coming up. Stay with us. If your station doesn't carry, just go to InfoWars.com/show, Band.video, or Real Alex Jones. This is an InfoWarrior, the Paul Revere. Share the live link. Share the archives. These clips are all going up from the show. And get them out there because our lives and future depend on it. And please support us at DrJonesNaturals.com. We'll be right back.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored? That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming.
at Real Alex Jones on X.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.